Our local historian Chris Robinson joins us for our monthly chat about all things historical here in the city. Chris, welcome.
Hi, Tim.
And we're going to talk about cafes today, which is quite an interesting one.
Well, do you know, a lovely lady gave me a whole load of photographs of when her grandparents acquired the lease for Rock Cottage and the shacks and buildings next to it. And we know it better now as the Wet Wok, actually.
Okay.
Chinese restaurant on the Ho by the West Ho Pier. And that used to be the Royal Western Yacht Club, mm-hmm. and was just before the war and after the war. But it had been, actually, before the war, on Elliot Terrace, on the top of the Ho Promenade,
yeah.
moved down there just after the war. And so did the Humphreys family with their daughters, and they ran the tea shop. And I just got to thinking that because when they were first there, there was very little competition, she said. So they did very nicely, thank you, for yeah. quite a while. And I thought, well, what cafes and restaurants have there been on the Ho over the years? And of course, the first one was probably the Pier, associated with the Pier, because you buy food and drink there. I don't think it was ever licensed, but there was a pavilion at the end.
I mean, for younger listeners who might not even realise that there was a Pier.
And which disappeared yes. during the war.
Yeah, but thanks to our friends across the water.
Well, it was incendiaries that yeah. essentially did for it, because it wasn't bombed. Oh, but yeah, incendiaries are bombs, but the incendiaries just meant that all the timber work, because it was timber decking yeah. on the pier, just went up in flames.
So, I mean, because piers generally are they were a Victorian thing, weren't they?
Yeah, this was Birch. He designed a number of piers around the country, including some of the very early ones. Brighton, I think, was one of the earliest. And Plymouth was begun in the 1870s. There was a chap that had a really successful business, cloth manufacturing business, around Mill Bay, and he had enough money to sort of kickstart the pier project.
It was just
after the trains had arrived, so everybody
right,
thought it was...
Right, yeah. So it was that side of the Ho then, near to the old train station, where the Brittany Ferries come in now?
No. The pier. I was forgetting that you're old enough to remember the pictures of it, but not yeah, old enough to remember it.
Never saw it, no.
No. Because it obviously went before our time, actually.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
But the twisted remains... That they cut down most of the remains, but some of it was embedded in the stonework and the rocks underneath, and they stayed there until the early 50s. So the location for it was, you know, what they call the wedding cake, the colonnaded Belvedere on the Ho.
Mm.
Well, it stretched out from right in the middle of that.
Right.
So essentially, there was an original plan for there to be a walkway from the Ho over the road right out to the pier, but that never happened.
Yeah.
And so the pier, when first built, didn't have a pavilion on it. That was phase two, if you like, and that opened in 1884.
Yeah.
And it was a great draw for the Ho, but it was in the decade it kickstarted the whole idea of people using the Ho for leisure and pleasure, yeah. rather than just a sort of walk in the country.
So isn't that funny that it was the pier that started that sort of approach to it all, and now the pier's gone, but it still holds that same place in people's hearts, if you like.
Well, yeah, because it is probably one of the most wonderful public parks in a city in this country, because mm-hmm. where else do you get all that green space that's undeveloped, as well as spectacular views in the water
yeah.
waterside
yeah.
And a lot of the waterside is unspoiled, because the rocks are as they've been for tens of thousands of years, and long may that continue. I know there's been proposals to put a concrete walkway all around just above sea level, and that would really kind of compromise it, I think,
yeah,
in quite a way.
So we started out to talk about cafes, and we've talked more about the pier, really, but to come back to cafe, so there was a cafe on the original pier, is that right?
Yeah, and then there was a Ho Cafe built in the 20s, where the Bowls Club now is, right on the top of the Ho.
Okay.
But that was bombed in the 20s as well, and that disappeared. And they put a kind of aircraft hangar from RAF Harrowbeer, Yelverton,
right.
on that site. And that was there from about 1946 to 1981, I think. And people called it the blimp or the blister, or because it was semicircular.
Yeah.
That survived a long time. Where we now have the Ho Cafe Valentes, that was the original lodge for the Ho park keeper.
Yeah, because it does look a bit like a Victorian residence.
Exactly, and that's exactly what it was.
Okay,
and then you've got other places like the former Royal Western, which wasn't built as a Royal Western Yacht Club, but that has become the waterfront, and that's gone through a number of hands over the years. And you've got the terraces a bit further around, and Dutton's right at Fisher's Nose. They're all fairly recent. Tinside dates from the 30s, and there's been food and drink available from there without there being a formal cafe, I think. And then you've also got El Cafe, Maritimo, which have all sprung up in the last 10 years or so, really.
Now, I don't know what is the most niche book you've done, Chris, but I would guess that the Cafes of Plymouth Hoe might win that title, should you ever do it.
Well, no, there's a lot of niche things that I could probably look at doing. I've left out the Mallard Cafe that a lot of people will remember as well, which is where the Dome now is. That was there from about 65 through to 85, 87, I think. Yeah, niche books, Clocks of Plymouth, Pubs of Plymouth, Cafes of Plymouth Hoe is definitely up there, though.
I think Pubs is my favourite. Chris, it's always good to see you. And for anyone who'd like to find out more, you can go to chrisrobinson.co.uk. And Chris joins us every month. Great to see you. We'll see you in September.
Cheers, Antip.